time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Today is a legislative update. We are with Representative Christine Watkins. They've been going at it for about a week now up at the Capitol. We talked a little last week about kind of some of the differences that are going on, and they're still there. They're not changing much. We're going to talk about a bill that will allow them to investigate rename Dixie University, House Bill 213, which is an interesting one, and a state stone. And I can't believe that Utah doesn't have a state stone. Representative Watkins, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
And we'll get to the state stone here in just a little bit. But I can't believe that Utah doesn't have one already. It kind of baffles me.
Well, we've got all sorts of things. State rock, which is coal. And we don't have a state stone, and I wasn't going to touch the rock.
No, you can't do that, right?
Obviously, but this is what I'm going to be presenting is the stone.
Okay, so let's just start right there. The honeycomb calcite is what you're proposing to be the state stone, and you said it's unique to Utah.
Yes, actually, I wasn't really aware of it until last summer. I did a couple of days tour visiting businesses in Duchesne County, and I just had a great time going around talking about people about COVID, what it did with their businesses, and new businesses that were daring to open up during COVID, and met this lady that they mine this honeycomb calcite. So that was one of the stops I made. We were going to go to the mine, but it was way up in the mountains, and I ran out of time. But I went to the warehouse where they bring the stone, cut it, polish it, create whatever they're going to create out of it. And it was just so interesting. And they said, you know, we really tried once to have it become the state stone. And I said, Mom, I don't remember that. And so they gave me the information, some pieces of it, and I said, well, let's see if we can get this done. And so it's mined. There's a little town over there called Hannah, and it's mined up in the mountains behind that. It's called honeycomb calcite because it truly looks like honeycomb. There's different colors from light yellow to dark. There's a bar in Park City. The whole countertop of the bar is made of this, and if you put a light behind it or under it, it just glows. I'm sure a lot of people have seen the little lamps that are made. They're really, really nice. If you go to the city building in the city of Duchesne, they have their tourist center, and they have a lot of this for sale. There's earrings, necklaces. They can make whatever, pretty much what you want, from big to little. They had huge slabs of it in their warehouse, and they take orders, and it is only found there. Now, calcite can be found anywhere in the world, but this honeycomb is unique to Duchesne, unique to Utah, and to the United States.
All right, so we're going to be looking for that one when we talk the next time and see how that one did. Let's get into House Bill 213, and let's talk about that for a moment.
Okay, that's called Canine Injury Amendment. And it passed the floor today. And what it does, it provides that a person is not liable for an injury or a death that's caused by that person's dog to another animal. I'm not talking about people. To another animal if it occurs on private property, if the dog was reasonably secured because it's on their private property, and the other animal enters without permission. So it just protects people from lawsuits and appropriately strengthens our property rights. And I thought it was a good bill, because if you've done everything you're supposed to and some dog wanders, or a cat or some critter, onto your yard and it is killed or injured by your animal, if you've followed a reasonable person's thinking and actions with your animal, you can't be sued and held liable.
And that, you know, that happens quite a bit, and I've seen it happen. And so this one, you said, passed the House, and it's on its way to the Senate right now, is that correct?
Yes.
All right, so we'll be looking for that one. And finally, let's wrap up with the renaming of Dixie University. This one was interesting, but then I got to thinking, you know, that Dixie is a state university, but there might be a lot of people out there that don't realize that what all it would entail to actually change the name of Dixie. So let's talk about that one.
Well, you know, there's been quite a bit of controversy around the name Dixie for a long time. Even when they became a university and, you know, went from a college to a university. And there's obviously, just like any place, the people who live down there, this is part of their culture, their memories, their lives. They love the name Dixie. But in today's world, sometimes that's not the best, and so they've had issues with it. And so what they're doing, they've voted with their board of trustees, with the higher ed regents. They've all approved the fact that they could investigate and change that name. But because it's a state university, and it's in our laws and in our languages everywhere, they have to get permission from the legislature to start looking for a new name. Now, we haven't approved a name. We're just giving them permission to create a committee to go out and meet with people in the community and look into different names. So it's going to be coming to my education committee. So I will tell you that even before the session started, my email blew up with all of the emails saying, don't change it, or yes, change it. At first, it was don't change it. Then the people that want it changed started emailing. I would say it's about 50-50, at least in my email box. And so I have no idea how anybody else feels in my committee. I will say my first husband was a Stuckey from St. George, so very much into that name. And you kind of go, oh, no, that's part of our history. We don't want to change it. But it's causing problems in certain areas, as you can imagine. And, of course, that makes me want to stand up and say, heck no. But when all the leaders of the university and a lot of the professors have emailed and said, you know what, we really do need a change, so I will probably vote to give them the permission to do that. It's a tough thing to deal with for these people, and I understand it. I really do. But they've just had so much opposition with alumni and people that are out of the state that don't understand the history of our naming that area, you know, Utah's Dixie, that I'm going to at least let them look at finding a different name that would work.
All right, so that'll be an interesting one to keep an eye on and see what happens with that one. Representative Watkins, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really appreciate it, and we look forward to catching up with you later on in the week, okay?
All right, thank you. Have a great day.
You as well. That was Representative Christine Watkins. She's up at the Capitol talking about our legislative update. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, head over to our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.